Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice really wanted to handle the Trump investigation quietly. If Donald Trump had simply given back the documents he stole and kept quiet, they most likely would have let the case die quietly. And even though he committed multiple felonies, Trump probably would not have been charged. But instead of doing that, Trump did a bunch of things. In addition to lying about the fact that he had the top secret documents, he took extraordinary steps to keep them, moving them, hiding them, making wild accusations against the FBI and the Justice Department, and trying to incite violence by his MAGA scumbag followers. And so the DOJ had to respond publicly in court filings. And as they have done this, things have continued to look worse and worse for Trump and his legal team. In response to Trump's legal team's maneuvers, we now know that the DOJ treated Trump with extraordinary deference and patience. And we also know that Trump's lawyers signed a sworn statement that they had diligently searched the documents and handed over all classified materials. This was completely untrue. Now, I doubt that these lawyers are going to just take the blame for this. So Trump might find himself in a situation where his own lawyers might have to testify against him. And the lawyer-client privilege does not apply to criminal behavior. So that's out. And we now know that Trump had a lot of classified documents. We've seen the photographs of the classified documents Trump kept. So there is no question that he had them, that he knew that he had them, and also knew that he shouldn't have had them. The only question is why he had them and what he planned to do with them. And the only answer to that question is that Trump was once again planning to betray the United States. So if Trump had simply returned the documents and kept his mouth shut, he probably would not have been charged with anything. But now the DOJ has no choice but to charge Trump with multiple felonies, all of which have the potential for lengthy prison terms. So all the bluster, all the lies, and the legal maneuvers have backfired. Trump has painted himself into a corner that he can't get out of. And if his mindless followers engage in violence, they'll be arrested, charged, and they'll get to join their beloved leader in prison. Thanks for listening.